And welcome back to the Jet Physical Therapy Radio Coach's Corner. Let's talk now with our basketball Hedgie Bowl of Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is Iowa Mennonite School's Mitchell Schmieder. Mitchell, congratulations on the honor, and I appreciate the time here today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Mitchell, great start to the season for you and your teammates. Only two losses to this point on the year. Great start all around. So, looking at you and the team as a whole, what do you think has contributed to the success here early on?
I'd say a lot of it is just sort of how we get after it on defense, getting after it in the half court, and then putting a lot of pressure on with our full court press.
Sure.
Sort of gets a lot of easy buckets. It helps us extend leads really quickly.
Yeah, and able to do that. You have been, you know, coming into the season. What were some individual goals that you set out and some team goals as well?
An individual goal, average a lot of points, average a lot of rebounds, maybe even I was thinking double-double, just try and average double-double with rebounds and points. Definitely have high block numbers, but that's just a side thing. Team goals, I was definitely hoping top two in the SCIC South, or North, SCIC North. Try and go as far as we can in the state playoffs.
Sure. Well, Mitchell, obviously, it's well noted that IMS has great tradition. Of course, the coach, Dwight Gingrich, has been there a long time. So with that in mind, let's talk about him. What do you like about Coach Gingrich as a coach, and maybe describe his style?
I really appreciate Dwight's deep understanding of the game. Sort of like we'll end up in a situation in practice where if something's not working, we'll work through it together with Dwight to try and make like either a play work or make this defensive sort of set work out for us.
Right on. And, of course, a couple of years at the varsity ranks here, Mitchell. So with that in mind, if you had to pinpoint one part of your game that you think you've improved on the most, what would that be?
I'd say just my court vision. Just being able to pass out of the post is like a really important part of just being able to be an all-around player for a big man. Because anyone can get the ball, do a post move, and score. But just being able to find your teammates out of there when you get double-teamed or triple-teamed, that's really important.
I totally agree. That's a big role, especially for a big man and you. And speaking of that, since you are a big man, let's say you get into the post. It's just one-on-one against someone else. What's the go-to move?
I like to probe with a right-handed dribble once, then spin back to the left and sort of a little straight-up jump shot over the top.
Okay. Awesome. Right on. And Mitchell, as I mentioned, this is your last go-around senior year. So with that in mind, what kind of leadership role have you really taken on for your team?
The leadership role I've taken on is sort of being a teacher to some of the newer players here on varsity, just helping them fine-tune certain little things like where they should be on defense or how they should move for this specific like pick-and-roll sequence or something.
Mm-hmm.
And just sort of little comments on the side. Like Dwight will be going over the whole play or the whole set, and then I'll give little pointers to teammates just to help them get it done.
So getting out with basketball, you know that is your main sport. So just talk, how long have you been involved with the sport and what makes you enjoy it so much?
I think I've been playing since like kindergarten. I used to play up a few levels on my brother's AAU team way back when. That helped me sort of face a lot of tough competition just at a younger age.
Mm-hmm.
I've just loved how complex basketball is. You know, it's not just linear. You sort of have to, you can always learn. You can always learn new things, new ways to beat different defenses or just new moves, new ways to get open for shots and stuff. And so that's just been a great experience through my life.
Absolutely. Mitchell, let's get outside of basketball a little bit. This can be sports, non-sports related. What do you enjoy most about being at IMS?
I just love how tight-knit everyone is here. Like, you know everyone, and you have classes with a lot of different people. Sort of just knowing everyone, knowing how everyone lives and who people are. Just the tight-knit community here is really, really special.
And then Mitchell, as you mentioned, just a couple months away from graduation. So with that in mind, do you have an idea what you want to do after high school?
I want to study computer science, and I'm thinking about going to Iowa State for that.
Okay. What inspired you to want to go in that route? And then what about Iowa State really speaks to you?
My inspiration, like in middle school, there was this program, I think, called VREP. And like it worked with kids was like learning about like 3D modeling and stuff on computers, and like I was sort of like in the first group that got to do that sort of stuff. And then freshman year, I took an intro to programming class with Dick Yoder Short, one of our teachers, and that just like the problem solving and stuff with coding and stuff, that was really interesting to me.
Okay, and then is Iowa State is something that you've always liked? Is that a good program for that? What about Iowa State?
Iowa State, yeah, they have a good computer science program, and I like their basketball, so.
Right on. Then outside of sports here, outside of school, Mitchell, when you just find yourself being a kid, what do you find yourself doing in your free time?
I like to play a lot of video games and just hanging out with friends, going out to eat somewhere in Iowa City.
Sure. It's fun. What's the current video game that you're on?
I like playing NBA 2K.
Okay. All right. What's the team you go to?
I like the Bucks. Giannis is my favorite NBA player.
There you go. I just like saying his name because I know I butcher it all the time. Well, anyway, Mitchell, last question before I let you go here. Today, our sponsor, Hedgebelv Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty, integrity, dependability, quality. With that in mind, what are some of your core values?
One of my core values is just staying connected with God through all that I do. Basketball here, Dwight really emphasizes that. Play like you're praising God or something. So just like doing everything you do, do it with a passion. And working hard at everything you do.
Awesome. Well, Mitchell, congratulations on a great season up to this point, and best of luck moving forward, and congrats on being our Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.
And that was Iowa Mennonite School's Mitchell Schmieder joining us as this week's Hedgebelv Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Big start for IMS and Mitchell thus far this season. Best of luck to him and his teammates the rest of the way. That'll conclude the Jet Physical Therapy Radio Coach's Corner for today. But don't go anywhere. We got to thank our sponsors right after this on AM and FM KCII.